This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد before we begin in today's name, somebody came to me yesterday and asked a very good question, and I thought it was so good that we should actually answer it in front of all of you. The brother said to me that the name of Allah Al-Jamil, it does not occur as a proper noun in the hadith. It actually occurs as a description. I quoted the hadith yesterday, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. So he said, how can we derive the name from a description? So this is a very good question, and I thought that I should answer the question in front of all of you before we move on to today's name. And the response to this question is that it is a common misunderstanding that many people have that the names of Allah have to occur in the proper noun form. As-Sami', Al-Basir, As-Salam, Al-Quddus. There's no doubt when it occurs in the proper noun, it is a name. But you can extract a name from a verb or an adjective or a description in the Quran and Sunnah. In other words, if you find a verb that is ascribed to Allah, you find a description, you find an adjective that is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is permissible to take from this adjective or verb to derive from it a proper noun. Now, the problem here comes, not every verb is changed into a noun. It's a little bit complicated and advanced, but our scholars have said, and this is a speciality in the science of theology, in the science of aqidah, our scholars have said that those adjectives and verbs that denote perfection, that denote majesty, you can extract proper nouns from them. So let me give you an example. We have all heard of the name of Allah, Al-Baqi. Al-Baqi, the one who shall be eternal. But Al-Baqi does not occur as a noun. There is no hadith or ayah that says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْبَاقِي. No, it doesn't exist. Where did we get the name from? We all know the ayah, Surah Rahman. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ. It's a verb. يَبْقَى. It's not a noun. And the face of your Lord shall everlastingly remain. So our scholars have said from this verb, وَيَبْقَى, we may derive the proper noun, الْبَاقِي. So of the names of Allah is الْبَاقِي. But we do not take every single verb and derive a noun. Let me give you an example. For example, of the verbs that are mentioned in the Quran, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah gets angry. It is of the attributes that Allah gets angry. But it is not permissible to derive a noun. And so we do not say that of the names of Allah is الْغَاضِب, the one who gets angry. Why? Because it is not of the perfection to call somebody the angry one. That's not Asma al-Husna. That's not beautiful. And Allah's names are beautiful. So Allah's adjectives, Allah's descriptions are more than Allah's names. Allah Azza wa Jal gets angry, yes. But we don't call Him the angry one. No, not allowed. It is not allowed to extract a noun from every verb. Now, who gets to decide? This is a speciality. It's an advanced speciality, actually. And it goes back to the ulama who have specialized in Allah's names and attributes. And as you can expect, there is a gray area. Some ulama, actually, there is actually names that are disputed. And I mentioned this briefly in my first or second lecture when I said that list of 99, it's not carved in stone. That's why it's not carved in stone, because there is a gray area. But not to worry. Out of those 99, around 85 are pretty much agreed upon. Maybe around 10 or 14 or so, there's a little bit of controversy over. So I wanted to answer that question in public. It was a very good question. Today's name, very briefly, today's name is a name that occurs only once in the Quran. And it is a name that we all know the meaning of, but very few of us fully understand. It is the name Al-Mu'min. And it occurs in the same passage that the name As-Salam occurs. As-Salam Al-Mu'min. So of the names of Allah is Al-Mu'min. Now we all know the Mu'min. What is a Mu'min? We all know. A Mu'min is the one who believes. So how is Allah Al-Mu'min? So to respond to this question, we have to realize that actually Al-Mu'min has two meanings, not just one. The first meaning is indeed the one who believes. And we'll explain that meaning in a while. But the second meaning of Amina is to provide security and safety. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. This آمَنَهُمْ is not the same as the believing mu'min. This آمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ is to provide security. So al-mu'min also means the one who provides security, who guarantees safety. So the name of Allah al-mu'min only mentioned once. What does it mean? It has many, many meanings. Number one, it means Allah is the believer. Yes, al-mu'min means the believer. And why and how can Allah not be the believer when He has testified to Himself? He is al-mu'min, the one who has believed like nobody else can believe. Because he is the one testifying. Who is a mu'min? The one who says, La ilaha illallah. Correct? What does the Quran say? Shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illahu. Allah says the shahada of La ilaha illallah. So if Allah says, La ilaha illahu, he becomes the mu'min. And who greater to testify to the fact that La ilaha illahu, other than Allah himself? So Allah is not just a mu'min. Allah is al-mu'min. And because Allah is al-mu'min, He shall prove the iman of His prophets. And He shall prove the iman of those who believe in Him. So al-mu'min proves the iman of the prophets. How so? By blessing them with miracles. Because al-mu'min believes and al-mu'min knows to be true. So when the prophets preach the truth, al-mu'min will prove the truth and the iman of the prophets. So al-mu'min will give the prophets miracles. And al-mu'min will prove the iman of everybody who wants to believe. Anyone who wants iman shall taste the reality of iman from al-mu'min. And that is why I've said so many times that iman in the Muslim ummah, alhamdulillah, it's alive. Wallahi, there's a lot of negatives, there's a lot of problems. But let's look at the positive. Iman is strong in the ummah. Every masjid in the entire globe is packed every single night for this entire month. There is no other religious community that even comes close. Alhamdulillah, because al-mu'min will prove the iman of every one of us. We know deep down inside Islam is true, Allah is true, the Quran is true, the Prophet is true. Because al-mu'min solidifies our iman. And Allah says this in the Quran, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْأَفَاقِ وَنْفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْعَقِّ. We will show them signs in the skies, around them, in themselves, until they will know it is true. So we believe as Muslims, as mu'mins, we have a rule. Anybody who wants guidance will find guidance. Anybody who's sincere will be guided. Why? Because Allah is al-mu'min. So anybody who wants iman, al-mu'min will grant him that iman. Allah does not misguide the sincere. This is the rule of our religion. So this is the name al-mu'min. Of the meanings of al-mu'min, as we said, is the one who provides security. This is the second meaning. The one who grants amn. آمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Security against what? Security against any injustice. Allah has guaranteed that He shall not be unjust. And Allah Azza wa Jal has obligated this on Himself, as we said a few lessons ago, that even Allah has a code of laws, even Allah has a sharia, even Allah has a book that He abides by. But Allah wrote that book, and Allah prescribed the book for Himself. And of the rules in that book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah will never show injustice. And if Allah wanted to show injustice, He could have, because there is no authority higher than Him. But Allah chose to be just. And this is because He's al-mu'min. He has guaranteed the creation that He shall not be unjust. That He shall not show dhulm. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Your Lord will never show dhulm to the creation. So Allah is not unjust, and Allah does not show dhulm, even though our scholars say if He wanted to, He has the power to. But Allah is al-mu'min, and He guarantees us no, He is not going to do that. As well of the meanings of al-mu'min is the one who has guaranteed safety and security to those who choose to believe in Him. Anyone who believes in Allah, al-mu'min will grant him amn. What type of amn? Amen in this world. Peace and security in this world. The greatest peace is the peace of mind that comes with knowing why we're here. There's no other peace of mind that is bigger than that. And that peace of mind is guaranteed by al-mu'min for those who believe in him. Al-mu'min is the one who guarantees peace at the time of death. At the time of death, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. At the time of death, al-mu'min will cause the angels to come down. And the angels will say to the believers, don't be scared, don't worry, we will take care of you. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. So the mu'min will protect the fear and the insecurities at the time of death. Al-mu'min will also protect the believers in the grave when every believer will be terrified in the beginning. There's going to be a terror, the adab al-qabr, the fitnatul qabr, munkar al-nakir are going to come. Al-mu'min will solidify, will give the aman. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Allah will confirm, reassure the believers with the right answer. That is al-mu'min. Al-mu'min will also reassure the believers and give them comfort on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ لَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ. Al-faza'u al-akbar is the great trepidation, the great anxiety. Allah says the believers shall not be anxious on the day of the great anxiety. When everybody is terrified, when everybody is completely almost losing their minds, and Allah calls them drunk in madness, drunk in fear. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. You will see people drunk, but they're not drunk. عَذَابَ اللَّهِ is shadeed. They're terrified. On that day, Allah says, the believers shall be secure and peaceful. And the believers will understand what is going on. And the believers shall not be terrified on the day when everybody else is terrified. Why? Because al-mu'min has given them that peace and security. And of course, the greatest aman, the greatest security is to enter darul aman and darul khulud and darul salam. And that is the abode of peace and the abode of security for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mu'min is the only one who can grant eternal aman. Eternal security to those who enter that abode of Jannah. So this is the meaning of Allah Azza wa Jal, al-mu'min. Number one, the one who believes in himself, and he shall then confirm the belief of the prophets and the believers. And number two, the one who grants security. Security from injustice, security from evil, security from dhulm, security and peace in this world, security and peace in the qabr, security and peace on the day of judgment, and most important, security and peace in Jannah itself. So the name of Allah, al-mu'min, is primarily used when we feel anxiety, when we feel a trepidation of fear, when anything terrifies us, then we should say, Ya mu'min, the one who grants us peace, amin raw'atina. This is a prophetic dua, that, oh Allah, amin raw'atina. Our fears, calm them down. This is a prophetic dua. So memorize it. Calm our fears down. So the name of Allah, al-mu'min, is what we use when anything is troubling us. We are anxious, we're worried, and the dunya gives us so many problems to be worried. So the name of Allah then that is the most munasib is, Ya mu'min, amin raw'atina. O mu'min, grant the peace and the security to my heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfect our iman and grant us aman in this world and next. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.